Sure.
I'm fired up to get this season started. Get back out there on the field. That's what we love to do. I'm really excited about this year's team, what we have. You know, one thing we look as a program, I think we kind of, we had a, as a program, possibly we'd say a historic season last year, but we want to build on that with an even better year this year. You know, and having a quarterback back certainly helps you do that. You know, I look at some of the experience we have back in there. We have 56 guys we charted, played significant time last year in games. So I think the great thing, even though we might not have many starters back, I think people judge a starter by who plays the first play of the game. And, but I look at by how many plays you play. And, you know, we got a lot of experienced guys coming back. And defense, I know we lost a lot with our depth. When you look at guys like Chris Jones and Richie Brown and Will Redmond, who I guess will be first-year starters this year, even though they've won a lot of different SEC awards, whether it be All-League or Players of the Week, you feel like you have some guys that have experience back on that side of the ball. And we only have one receiver, returning starter back at the wide receiver position, but we have four receivers returning that have had 100-yard receiving games. So. We have guys that know how to get open, get the ball in their hands. Seven different receivers that caught touchdown passes returning. Pretty excited about that and the type of team we have. And I know the expectations are high with on the outside, but they'll always remain high on the inside. And our guys are trying to find a way to make this year better than last year.
We'll start with questions here in front row on the left.
Dan, I know you've been asked about your shoe game already.
Yeah.
But, more important.
I'm kind of swagged up, I think.
Will you wear the Yeezys during the game, though?
I want to, you know, depending on it's going to be a nice day out there. I don't want to get a little muddy and all that stuff. I do. You'll see me, though. If you ever watch me walk in, I usually have some pretty good shoe game and, some swag, shoe swag going on games. I got the Stark Vegas shoes. I got some other custom Adidas. I got the Yeezys now. I got the sock game usually going, too. But on the field, you know, you get muddy and torn up. I don't know if you wear those during the game.
Okay, go to the right side, front row, and then we'll come back to the left.
We're asking answer my question. I was going to ask about the tennis shoes. Who picks out the shoes?
Usually I do. You know, I'm pretty fortunate. Adidas sends me a lot of different cool stuff. A lot of times it'll get run by the team before I actually go with it, because. I might not be as cool as them, I don't want to get out there and not look good or have them look at me like, Coach, man, that's just it's not cutting it. But they usually keep me pretty well informed. I think one great thing, I'll tell you as a coach, you know, we spent our whole lives on a college campus around 18 to 22-year-olds. So, I mean, that certainly keeps you young. Because in the back of my mind, I'm just like a couple years older than these guys. I'm the coach. I'm, you know, just a couple years older, even though every year that expands way, way, way out now. But it certainly keeps you young. And so you gotta have that young spirit.
We'll go to the back of the room on the left side, then we'll come up to the third row. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Before we switch gears a little bit, I'm kind of disappointed in those Yeezys, but that's not my switching gears a little bit, your thoughts on domestic violence. Do you think players should get a second chance after they did that, or what do you think about that?
Well, I think first off, you know, one thing, it's hard to categorize everything in just one word. Domestic violence, in terms of putting their hands on a woman, I have a really hard time with that as a player. Obviously, when you look at it, you know, and as I've studied and been around the game for a long time, you see a lot of different cases come across your desk. I think you really have to investigate every case individually to find out what really happened within the situation. And is it something that would deserve potentially a second chance? I'm not talking about there's video of a guy winding up and punching his girlfriend and beating her up on the street. I mean, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about with a player that's in a relationship with a girl, and there's an argument in the dorm room, and the police are called. Is there a second chance warranted there? So, you know, I think one of the things you have to do is really investigate every case individually and make sure that you're making decisions with the best interest of everybody at heart. And that, you know, someone that obviously didn't lay his hands to me on a female is not someone I want in my program. And so, you know, I think we take it very, very seriously as we try to investigate all of those things without jumping to a conclusion in a hurry until we investigate and find out what really happened.
Third row, left side, go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, I know you can't go too far in the SEC without playing a tough game, but yeah, week two LSU, week four Auburn, and I mean, that's two pretty big bell cow games in the first month. Do you like having more big games like that early, or would you rather go more non-conference early and play those in October, November?
You got to play them at some point. So, tell you what, if you win them early, it's a pretty good boost for you for the rest of the season. And, you know, we had to play through the first six games of the season, we played three teams ranked in the top 10 last year. And it got us to be number one, and I thought that was fantastic, you know, having to play that hard a schedule that early in the season to get there. Could have actually gone completely wrong for us the other way, and can destroy your season. So I don't know that it helps or hurts. I think if you win, it helps. If you lose, it hurts. And, you know, but you're going to have to play everybody at some point. So whether it's you play them all at the beginning of the season and then play some non-conference at the end, or mix and match them, or all non-conference at the beginning. I've seen both. I don't know that one really helps one way or the other.
Back to the right side, second row. Go ahead.
Yeah, just talk about what having a player like Dak kind of does as far as giving you some leeway with the younger players.
Well, I think one of the great things is this time of year, what we're coming off of, where Dak Prescott helps. You know, we're not practicing, but he's out there, and you know, if they're working out and he leads workouts in the summer, I think a lot of young players are looking at the standard of which they have to go work by. You know, it's pretty easy if you look at a young quarterback and say, hey, you want to be better than Dak or as good as Dak? And if the answer is yes, the simple question is, are you working harder than he is? Because if you're not, that's not going to happen. And so, you know, what it is here's a young guy that has really developed himself, really works hard every day, and sets a standard for all those young kids to live up to, and to realize that, hey, if I work at this level or beyond, I can become very, very successful. And I think that that's invaluable within the program for the young guys to see how a big-time guy prepares, how he works out, you know, how in every part of his life, how he's going to make himself great.
We have time for one, maybe two more. Go ahead.
Hey, Dan. Well, first off, Merry Christmas in July.
Yeah, that was a pretty good gift, getting these shoes in.
You're one of a few coaches here today that had to make a coordinator hire and then end up going back to a guy that they had worked with previously. Mm-hmm. What led you to go that route, bringing back Coach Diaz, and can you maybe tangibly value the importance of familiarity and comfort within that coach-coordinator relationship?
Well, I do. I think first it's huge, and Manny did an excellent job for us. You know, he had a great, when he left Mississippi State to go to the University of Texas, that was a great opportunity for him at the time. And obviously he came back to a much different program now than when he left 5 years ago. And, you know, what's great for me is we both understand each other's expectations. I think we've both changed and developed a lot over the last several years. But there is a level of comfort in expectations. I am very comfortable because I know what Manny's going to bring to the table, having worked with him, having him be a coordinator for me before. I know what you know what you're going to get out of him on a daily basis. And I know he's a very, very qualified, excellent football coach. I think there's a great comfort level in him coming back because he knows he's walking into a situation where he knows the expectations of the head coach. Anybody's walking in a situation where there's no players in the program were here when he was here the time before, but it's how fast time flies. And there's not one guy on the roster that played for him ever before. But the program is coming into a program that's very different than what he left. But the daily expectations of the program and what the expectations of him are going to be very similar.
This will be our final question for Coach Mullen.
No pressure. Better be a good
one.
Coach, the Arkansas-Mississippi State game seems to be pivotal for both teams mm-hmm. in how they're going to play out in the SEC West. Last year's game, hard fought down to the end. Road game for you this year, how pivotal do you think that game will be for how you finish in the West?
Well, I think it's always huge. You know, I mean, in every game, that is a big one because, you know, it's always the second to last game of the season since I've been here. It's been, was it? Yeah. It seems that way. Last year's was a little earlier, but it's usually right at the end of the season for us. And so, you know, when you have that type of game there at the end, that can really boost you into the end. I know the last time we went out to Arkansas a couple years ago, we went out there at 4-6, had to win out to make it to a bowl game. We ended up winning that game in overtime. Went on to win the A Bowl, went on to win our bowl game, and then went on to start undefeated for a good part of the next season. I think it was such a huge boost moving forward within our program. And I think that can really happen in that type of game. And it seems every year it's been a pretty tough battle right down to the wire. We had a double overtime game in Starkville that they beat us a couple years ago, you know, which was a big game for how each team finished. We had the overtime win, it was in Little Rock that game a couple years later. I think that it ends up being such a big game because it comes down, even though maybe the programs are a little different in our styles of how we play, it always seems to be a game that's a physical, hard-fought game that comes right down at the end.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
Maggots next.